Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Tires and lights of fires.
I know one of them has a carrying of a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
I hear it fading, I can't speak it. Oh, else you will dig my grave. Feeling, finding, always...
And welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. Going through my files, I came across this gem from June 28, 1992. My guest that evening was 25-year retired CIA case officer Ralph McGehee. I first came across Ralph's name when I received a brochure touting a new product that was being made available called CIA Base. It was a database put together by McGehee that encompassed the entire history of the Central Intelligence Agency. As a matter of fact, I even managed to get some information in there that I had sent Ralph that concerned the Robertson Scientific Panel, something that Ralph at the time was not aware of. Ralph retired from CIA in 1977 after joining the agency in the early 1950s. He was, beyond any shadow of the doubt, the epitome of a Cold War warrior. And after serving in Southeast Asia in both Thailand and then Vietnam, he became a staunch critic of the agency. In 1983, he wrote a book that he had to go to court and sue the Central Intelligence Agency in order to get it published, called Deadly Deceits, My 25 Years in the Central Intelligence Agency. Later, when he put together CIA Base, he had to go to court once again in order to prove that the entire database was made from open sources gathered from literally all over the globe. This is a fascinating program because it goes into methods of government disinformation and what McGehee maintained that the CIA was not actually an intelligence agency per se, but it was an extension of the president's political arm in order to shape public opinion. I don't know if I absolutely agree with all that. One item that we did touch upon was the Grenada invasion, but you'll have to listen to it and make up your own mind. So without any further ado, let's get on with the show. Ralph McGehee and the CIA.